day, creating good memories, making spirits bright. Hopefully not just during this season, but all year long. That's the job that Jennifer and I and Rich and Roberta and Maria and Michael and Peter and all the people that put this program together, like Ken, all of us wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Checking in for Thursday now. This is the 22nd of December. Jennifer Horner,
Christmas
bright
Eve Eve.
Voice. It's Christmas Eve Eve.
Eve. Eve Eve.
Eve. Yeah. Eve. Yeah. And I'm spending it at the, I'm at the opening to the base here in El Paso. Fort Bliss.
Cool.
Is located here, and I am right in front of the gate at Fort Bliss. And so I'm going to devote a good deal of the program today. I would like us all to be on board, and I know you will be. I want to talk with and about America's men and women who are in service to America. I want you to call 800-510-8255 and tell us what you think about the men and women who are in service. And I, please, it's swell to call and say thank you for your service, blah, but that isn't, we all hear that all the time. What do you really think about the men and women who put their lives on the line? Not everybody in uniform puts their lives on line, mm-hmm. but most of the people here at Fort Bliss. And I want to, because I'm here at Fort Bliss, I want to focus on the people who are at Fort Bliss. And so we'll give you special position in the line at 800-510-8255. What's it like to be in uniform, to be a soldier, to be in this work for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, make a career out of it? What is there that people don't really grasp if they haven't been in the service? And more, Jennifer, there are plenty of people my age and all ages, younger people your age, who don't know even anybody who's been in the service. Or if they have been, it isn't a prominent part. If you were in my father's generation and
there were
your father's,
yeah.
generation, there was World War II and Korea especially had dramatic impact. And when we got into on the people in the service and the people in our country. But when you got into Vietnam, it was really a bad show. It was a
right.
bad scene. And from that point on, things have changed. And it's like a seesaw, like a pendulum back and forth. What do we really feel about the men and women who are in service? So because I'm here at Fort Bliss in El Paso, I wanted to kind of, for the people who are in El Paso listening to 690 KTSM, this is a great opportunity for you to take front and center position and for us to spread joy and create memories. We ought to hear some of these stories. 800-510-8255. It's not without controversy that the week sees the news that eight troops are being charged in connection with that apparent suicide of the soldier because mm-hmm. he'd been hazed. You know
right.
that story, right?
Right.
The military has always said there's a zero tolerance on hazing. Well, you hear that, but we all know that it does go on.
Well, colleges say, too, but it happens.
Colleges,
we know
exactly.
it happens.
Right. It happens in fraternities. It happens even in some sports, some of the football teams and some of the basketball teams and some of the other teams. They haze the new, if you will, recruits.
Newbies.
Newbies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, hey, we said that at the same time.
I know, because we're synchronicity.
We apparently have synchronicity, yeah. So, 800-510-8255. Some of the issues, too. I think, again, let's not make this a fluffy conversation on either side. I would like those of you who may have been in the service to tell us what your... this is about experiences. This is about a tribute, yes. A boost in morale, yes. A feeling from our heart and soul, yes. Now, all of these, I think this becomes really an important conversation because so many of these men and women are coming back from Iraq, and they don't really know what they're going to do. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to be out of the service, and we all know that there are problems, many more problems psychologically and physically, emotionally, spiritually, with the men and women who are serving now, because there are different requirements. And I wonder if you think, if you're in the service right now, if you think your training is sufficient, has it been for all of the things that you've encountered? We all know about boot camp. If you're going in as a private, 18, 19-year-old kids that go in, they just get the mud and the guts and the blood and all of that stuff because, you know, it's pretty rough for the time that you're in boot camp. And you come out, and you're a lot tougher. You're a lot more prepared, it would seem. At least that's what we're told. So, again, to the nitty-gritty, you don't have to tell us who you are. If you are here in El Paso, where I am traveling through today as I make my way to Los Angeles, where I'll see Jennifer tomorrow with my wonder the wonder dog, Charlotte.
With the wonder dog.
Oh, yeah, right. This was an important stop for me. I've been thinking about this for a couple of days, actually, knowing that I was going to spend some time in El Paso. I didn't want to just go over to the radio station. I wanted to kind of nose around here a little bit, because I've been here, I don't know, four or five times in El Paso, and it's always about Juarez, and it's always about drugs, and it's always about, you know, it's the same conversation. So let's have a different conversation.
One about America.
What about the men and women who are in Fort Bliss and others who are serving? We have, I don't know if I were to go through the list of where we are, we have at least half a dozen cities, if not more, where there are important, I was going to say outposts, but they aren't outposts, important forts, important posts, important, I think about Tampa, wherever. Yeah, I know a lot of you are listening, and you like to listen to these conversations, so now it's your turn to be the star. 800-510-8255. And again, this is a two-pronged approach. Number one, if you're here at Fort Bliss, and you're in service, and you're going to be on duty Christmas Day, maybe that's a good place. Tell us your story. What goes on? We all have to be aware of people that have to work, and there are plenty of people in uniform that have to work on Christmas and New Year's, and, you know, that's the way it is. So what's that all about?
Mm-hmm. And my question is, when you come home, what's it like when you come home? How do you get back in? I was talking to a friend, almost a family member, who came back from Afghanistan just recently, and he comes back to a child that he hasn't been with in a long time, and, you know, I'm interested in that, too.
Strangers when we meet.
Yeah.
Here's Nakia in Columbus. Merry Christmas, Nakia. Thank you for your call. Hi.
Merry Christmas, sir. I just wanted to comment. My husband and I are both dual Army. He's been deployed to Iraq. He came home with some bad injuries, traumatic brain injury, PTSD, and some back injuries and what have you. He's only 33 years old. But I think the soldiers are being well prepared for the events that are going to happen over there. I'm in a medical unit, so we are kind of more aware of what can happen over there and what can occur going there and coming back. The caller ahead of me was right about, you know, people trying to reconnect with their families afterwards. It is very hard, just because the fact that the wives or the husbands that are staying home are very independent, and you've got to readjust to the, you know, being a couple instead of just being an individual.
Yeah.
You know, it was sad. I joined when I was 30. I joined in the middle of a war. Got these
Let me ask you why you joined at the time. You were 30 years old. Why did you join?
It was something I've always wanted to do my whole entire life. I had the perfect opportunity to do it. My parents said they would take care of the kids so I could go ahead and join. And I love it. I would not change a thing.
Really?
I wanted to serve my country. I'm very patriotic, and that's what I felt I needed to do at the time.
Mm-hmm. And do you still feel that way?
Oh, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I love serving my country.
Yeah. What? Now, tell me, you're in a medical unit, you said. What's your rank?
I'm a specialist.
Okay. And you said your husband was in as well?
Yes, sir.
Did you marry a man that was in the service? Because it sounded like you had children before from a previous marriage.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I married him.
Go ahead.
Oh, I married him after he had gotten back. I actually met him through some training that we had.
Okay, so he has problems now. How are you going to deal with that?
We actually get a lot of support through the VA and through his unit. They're actually in the process of medically discharging him because of his injuries. But there's things that it's hard that he has trouble readjusting. We can't, you know, go to dinner sometimes because he gets really bad anxiety attacks. We can't go to the movies. We can't do normal couple things. So you learn how to adjust. I mean, even at church, we have to sit in the very back row because he doesn't like being in the middle of crowds.
Yeah. Wow.
And at what point, though, and I'm going to be very blunt, and please understand that I'm asking these questions out of love, a man like that and a young woman, I'm listening to you, I don't know what you look like, but I'm guessing that you are very vibrant, you are very strong, and you have a lot of will. There's a lot to be loved with you. So if your husband has these problems and he has to focus on himself, how is that going to work in a 50-50 relationship with you?
Well, most of the time, and I'm not trying to be mean to him or anything, because he does have short-term memory loss, but sometimes it's a 75, you know, 25. Me doing the 75 part and him doing the 25. But
yeah.
You learn to adjust once, you know, once they have all these problems. I mean, I think more couples should be understanding to the fact that their soldiers are coming home with problems.
Yeah.
There's a lot of support groups. I wish more, you know, married military couples would join these support groups, because a lot of them do end up in divorce because the wives either feel overwhelmed or the spouses, feel overwhelmed once their soldier comes home.
And that's why I asked the question, because I'm aware of that happening. You know what? I wish I could shake your hand. You sound like you got it together. And that's a good thing. Keep thinking,
yeah.
You know, be true to yourself. There are things that will happen down the road that may or may impact your work or your relationships, and you just got to be open to them. But a Merry Christmas from us to you. Thank you for your call. It's 18 after the hour. That's the perfect way for us to get into this discussion here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looked so smart. This week at Office Max, save 50% on Kodak Hero and other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 24th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick?
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to get laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Rucker. There's a name that everybody knows. I like Hootie and the Blowfish. The story of how you guys got together, pretty intriguing.
Mark heard me singing on the hall. He was about 18, I was 19, lived in the same dorm. He heard me singing in the bathroom and in my room.
There you go, see? Yeah, singing in the bathroom does work.
It does, man. It worked for me.
Oh, yeah.
It made me be there.
But you have to sing well.
Sing well. Oh,
I've been looking for me like you.
In Iowa yesterday, a voter approached Newt Gingrich and called him an effing first wife in here. Remember her? She was Kim Jong Jerky. Remember her? I can't stop.
Yeah.
I just can't stop.
And Sarah Palin is dropping hints she might jump back into the race for president because she is not impressed with any of the candidates so far. Well, how does that make Rick Perry feel, huh? I mean, he's been impersonating Sarah Palin all these weeks, and now she comes in and takes the stupid vote again? Come on. That's not fair. Anyway, Rick... Rick Perry told reporters that he has a permit to carry a concealed handgun. He also has a concealed vocabulary, concealed knowledge of the issues, concealed tolerance, a lot of that. Hey, there's been a lot of changes in the polls lately. It's unbelievable. President Obama's ratings are up. Ron Paul is leading in the polls in Iowa. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are in a tie. And Rick Santorum is still 2 points behind Kim Jong-il. So, okay, so he's got a way to go.
Did you hear what happened? Santa Sleigh shot down over Iran. Did you hear about that? And they won't give it back. They won't give it back. That's right.
Some of the fun from last night's late night program.
Rick Poor Perry's Rick Santorum.
No, it was a Rick Perry. It wasn't Rick Santorum.
It was Rick Santorum. Always
sure?
got what? Yeah, always got 1% of the vote.
And Sarah Palin is dropping hints she might jump back into the race for president.
No, that's Rick Perry.
She is not.
It was the other joke I was laughing at.
Oh, okay, all right.
The one where he said Kim Jong Il was ahead of Rick Santorum.
Yeah, right. Santorum.
Just makes me laugh.
No, just fine. We're here to spread joy, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Christmas season, 26 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer. And the cast of, not thousands, but, got a couple of dozen people involved in this program, directly or indirectly. Never mind the hundreds of stations, program directors and managers of stations around the country that carry this program, like KTSM here in El Paso, where I am, across from the entrance to Fort Bliss, which is, it's right off the interstate. It's a stone's throw away from the city itself, and from Juarez, which is an amazing, it's really a lesson in contrast here. Very interesting and great American city. We're asking those of you who are connected in one way or another to the military. I want to especially open the door wide for those listening at Fort Bliss itself, and people around the country who want to make them. So there's all kinds of different directions in which this conversation can go. We'll be in and out of it through much of the morning. Linda has called to tell us a story about her son who's in the service. Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, hi, Doug. Merry Christmas to you and
Thank
Jennifer.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank Merry
you.
Christmas.
I'm jealous. I'm in Arizona now, but I live 35 years right down the street from Fort Bliss. And I want to tell you, I lived among soldiers, families, and they're a whole different breed. I think they're the finest American.
Right, we only have about 30 seconds here, Linda, so tell us your story,
my
please.
Son, we weren't in the military. My son had a severe head injury. He was in a coma 4 months in that big hospital, William Beaumont Army Medical Center. Took him in because it was the closest hospital, saved his life. Like I said, he was in a coma for over 4 months, and they are magnificent.
Where is this hospital? What base is it connected to?
Look up towards the mountain. I don't know which entrance you're at.
Oh, it's
William
here.
Beaumont
I
Army
okay.
Medical
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. I got that. Okay. Thank you for telling me. Yeah, that's right. She was here at Fort Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you tend to get carried away with shopping when you travel, or you're just not a good packer, there may be some ways to help ease the burden. Bags to Go, they're located in Las Vegas, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale, offers an off-site baggage checking service. That means you can check your luggage from your hotel, car rental agency, or cruise terminal long before you even get to the airport. The company also has teamed up with Sawgrass Mills in Florida, so you have the option of storing, shipping, or checking your purchases. At London's Gatwick Airport, you can shop all you want before flying anywhere in the EU. Just leave your purchases at the shop-and-drop service. Of course, getting them back to the U.S. is an entirely different story. Plenty of airports now have shipping centers in the terminal. Just be forewarned that you have to pay for everything, including the box and the packing materials. And if you're in a hurry and don't pack your items correctly, the shipper won't be liable for any damage. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Okay, Elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
Save big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $55 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great Iams deals and more going on now only at PetSmart. Happiness in store.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Christmas time on Good Day. Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Michael Fortier are taking your calls at 800-510-8255. It's almost time for our Christmas star of the day. I was looking at some of the results of we have Hallmark, we have American Greeting Corporation, Jennifer. Santa Claus is not very excited. There aren't a lot of good things for those people who have these big greeting card companies, because so many more people are using the internet and sending these e-cards. Although I do think, in defense, if that's what this is, of sending cards in the mail, you certainly better have sent them before now, because they aren't going to get anywhere between now and Christmas. But the it's just kind of a more personal thing to see somebody's handwriting and to have a note. If you're not going to send a note, you're just going to sign it, then send the things through the e-card. But if you really want to say something with meaning and substance, then you need to send a card or a letter or something like that. This company, American Greetings, is second behind Hallmark. They started in the 1900s, the early 1900s, I think 1904, 1905, and they've had, you know, pretty good success, obviously. Can you imagine what it takes to sit down? Have you ever known anybody, in fact, who writes messages for greeting cards, whether it's a Christmas card, a birthday card, Father's Day card, sympathy card, whatever?
Isn't that Bob Newhart's job on his second show, Newhart?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't his job. It was the guy, the cranky guy who lived upstairs.
Boz, I know who you mean.
Yes,
him. You can see that he's a character actor. You can see him.
Long face.
But
yeah.
Tom, his name real wasn't Tom.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, Richie, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine? These people have sold billions and billions of cards over the years, and they see the rug being pulled out from underneath them because people find it so much easier to send the e-card, which is okay, except that, as I just said, it doesn't express anything personally. The flat screen has no dynamic to it whatsoever. It has no emotion, has no spirit.
Yeah, this Facebook thing will never work.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I'm just saying it does work, but what do you get out of it? Nameless. I'm talking about the messages that come. Are you using Facebook to send Christmas greetings? Are people doing that?
You can.
In a certain way,
it
yes.
It takes a long time, I think.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
It's in a different manner.
Yeah.
You know, hey, such and such, Merry Christmas, hope you have a person you might not send a card.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing
right. Okay.
Really personal.
So that's all right. Yeah, all right. So, I mean, the personal thing, which is, frankly, how I want to engage people. I don't want to just send something that's going to be just another thing to open.
Yeah,
or
they say when you care enough to send the very best,
there
not
you know.
The very
Can I be the Scrooge here?
Of course, Rich.
I sent this to Jennifer and you yesterday. You probably haven't seen it yet, and we'll talk about it a little bit. But
I said you were a Scrooge.
I know. See, the amount of waste. You get these cards. Some people keep them. Some people reuse them somehow. But in the main, it's just trash. You take all the cards down off of the window, the refrigerator, the whatever, and they end up just trash.
Put them in the recycle bin.
I heard a story about how much, and I can't find the numbers right now, but how much waste Christmas cards create. And how much waste your boxes that you're ordering from Amazon, and how much waste, but specifically for this conversation, how much waste the Christmas cards with the envelope, with the card itself, blah, 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 et cetera, the gas to deliver them, the whole thing.
Did you get this information on your Scrooge pad?
Yeah, I did. All right, I don't want to talk about this.
I know. It's depressing.
We're here to enjoy the Christmas. Yeah, Christmas star of the day, Maurice Spencer from the U-Logs, is going to join us in a minute here, and he's going to have a much better message than Rich Scrooge.
I know.
As far
you're ruining the world with your Christmas nonsense.
Trying to save a tree.
Yeah, right, okay, good. Save it. In your own backyard. Let me have my own tree. I got a
million
on the farm. It's 22 before the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Toys are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wow, I like this already. We're on to it.
Me too.
Yeah. North Pole 45789.
You can talk to Santa Claus. If you're on his lap, you can whisper in his ear on the plane that you want for Christmas. Whisper goodies in his ear. Tell him.
Man, we're in danger of having to listen to this whole song here.
If it's a solid wish list, just Santa, you can't postpone.
This sounds like one of my absolute all-time favorite bands, the Smithereens.
Yeah,
it's great.
And his number is North Pole 45789.
This is great.
What is that song that I'm thinking of?
867-5309?
But Beechwood 457, it seems to be it.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what Maurice had his inspiration here. Maurice Spencer from the Yule Logs, a big band.
Good morning.
Second album, Walking with a Reindeer. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
All right, thanks. So what's the inspiration for that? I don't think you were with us last year. I'm trying to remember whether we've had you on before. I don't think we have, frankly. So
it's my first year.
Happy cool. to meet you. So what's the song? It's Beechwood 7 something or other, right? What's the name of that song?
Yeah, it's based off of Beechwood 45789. We kind of took it and ran it through the Yule Logs blender and turned it into a Christmas song.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. So what else? You're the vocalist and the lead guitarist. What else does this band do besides great Christmas songs?
That's it. We do great Christmas songs, and we also do great Hanukkah songs.
That's it.
Really?
Right.
And that's your specialty.
Yeah, we're the world's greatest, hardest working band in snow business, really.
That's awesome. I love
so
it.
Do we have, Richie, I don't think we have anything from Hanukkah, do we? What songs do you have? You got two albums. One of them, the one that is out this year, is called You Ruined Christmas.
Absolutely.
This is like one for McFadden who ruins everything that we try to do here.
I'm just a realist.
This album includes Christmas songs and an original Hanukkah song. Do we have one of those, Richard?
I don't have any of the Hanukkah songs.
Can you sing one of them just a little bit because we're in Hanukkah, Maurice?
Oh, sure thing. There's nothing like a latke to remind you that it's Hanukkah, Hanukkah. There you go.
Love it. Very nice.
Okay.
I love it.
I don't know whether that would have been a big hit. I was in Israel last week. I'm thinking how that would go over with the locals in Jerusalem. Let's hear Richie a cover of Sleigh Ride just to see if it has the same standard as 45789. The Yule Logs here on Good Day.
Just hear the sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Oh, cool. I know.
Okay, so I need this for my ride, the rest of the ride to Los Angeles. Can I? Do I have to download this, or can I go to a store and buy this, Maurice?
You can buy it on CDBaby.com, but you could also buy the MP3s from iTunes and all sorts of musical purveyors online.
All right, but so if you're like I am, moderately handicapped when it comes to this stuff, how do I get it to play on a CD in my car?
That's what I want. Don't get into that with it. We'll work on that part with him. Don't worry about it. So I have to ask you
this.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Chico, California. We're in the northern part of the state.
Okay, because you kind of have this. Are you familiar with the Smithereens?
I am.
Okay, they kind of have this kind of Beatles-ish, beachy-ish kind of thing going on, and that I hear a lot in you guys. What is your inspiration? And to take that and put it into Christmas music, I love it.
Well, our inspiration is California sunshine, and luckily that even happens during Christmas time and Hanukkah time. We get
sure
sunshine
does.
A lot.
Yeah, lots of sunshine. All right, so he's a sunny guy, Richie.
Yeah.
Also, I understand your other job is you're an editor for a music weekly magazine. Is that right?
Actually, Jake, our drummer, is the editor for the magazine. He took my old job. I used to be the editor.
Oh, really? So now do you devote full time to creating songs and music that you can play in your in the snow business?
Well, you know, I'm a songwriter, so I write other stuff as well. But, you know, I do. It is kind of strange to be writing songs about Christmas come March, but, you know, I'm doing it anyway.
All right, Richie, let's play. There are a couple of original songs on this album called You Ruined Christmas, including Wish List, which is a creation, I'm guessing, of Maurice. Let's try our hat on here.
For underwear, I didn't want to fall. I've worked on it for weeks. This year it's over 300 pages long.
All right, so I'm going to try not to be too crude with this. Most of the Maurices I know are Jewish.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I think you just made that up.
No, I didn't make that up. But I want to know, and Spencer is sometimes a Jewish name, so are you Jewish?
I am Jewish.
You are Jewish. Okay, that's all.
Born, raised, and bar mitzvah, the whole shebang.
And yet, well, see, a lot of people think that this stuff all has to be about the Christian read on Christmas, and that's foolish, because all these songs that you have, these are all secular songs.
Yeah. That's...
Well, you know, Christmas is a time for many, you know, to celebrate their Lord and Savior. But for most of us, it's actually just a great time to get together with your friends and family and appreciate right. what you got.
Absolutely. And that's why this is so wonderful. This stuff is great, great, great.
What's
the website? Where do we go to find this stuff?
You can find it at YuleLogsMusic.com.
Yule Logs Music, and we'll certainly play some more.
I'm posting this on my Facebook. This is great stuff.
All right, here comes Santa Claus from the new album. Maurice Spencer from the Yule Logs. Thank you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert for the Good Day program, who follows the news, our daily dose of important updates from the various medical journals. Focus on winter heart attacks and heart problems that seem to be more prevalent this time of year. Is it because it's the stress of the holidays, Ken? Or is it because it's the stress of going into the winter time? People who are experiencing shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, discomfort in the various parts of their body. These are the typical signs of a problem with your heart, right?
Well, it's a combination of them all, yes. The signs of the heart, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, feeling your heart turnover, unexplained fatigue. But during this time of the year, everybody's drinking more alcohol than they usually do. There's an entity called holiday heart where the electrical system of the heart becomes abnormal. People are doing activities that they don't normally do. Shoveling snow is a huge amount of work, and this is a high association with heart attacks. Doing things we don't normally do just asks the heart to work harder, and if the blood circulation to the heart is clogged up, it can't fulfill the needs.
All right, so what do you have as a result of some of the work being done on the heart and heart problems? We have a couple of different updates there.
Yeah, this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's two very interesting reports that treating high blood pressure may add years to life. What they discovered was for each month that you treat your high blood pressure, you add a day of life.
Say that again?
For each month that you're on treatment for high blood pressure, you add an extra day of life.
What does it mean, treatment? How do you describe? What does treatment mean?
Well, statin?
No, well, after the lifestyle changes, getting down to ideal body weight, avoiding excess alcohol, salt, after
tobacco.
And getting into stress reduction, getting into an aerobic exercise program after the doctor says it's okay. After all these things don't work and your resting blood pressure is over 140 over 90, you need medications. And what this study showed was that for each month that you're on medications, when you need them, you add an extra day of life on planet Earth. Amazing study.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Result in the same journal was that a jump in your resting heart rate in middle age might signal a higher death risk from heart disease. So if you know your heart rate at rest is always about 72 and suddenly it's 82, time to go to the doctor.
One of the things, there's an article in USA Today today about taking time for tea and how good green tea is, black tea, various teas in terms of the maximum health benefits and relieving stress. Apparently, it's very good for that sort of thing. A little cup of tea goes a long way, apparently, toward helping your health.
A cup of tea for the heart, it's usually a good thing. A lot of antioxidants in the teas. Just make sure it doesn't stimulate the heart from the caffeine.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be careful about the caffeine. Yeah. All right. So there he is, the man who's the eminent cardiologist. Check out Dr. Ken at, drkenshow.com. He has his own website. Very cool stuff. Lots of great information for you this holiday time. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
After the hour now, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program live from El Paso, right across from the gate, the entrance. There are a couple of entrances to Fort Bliss. I'm not going to give away my secret location, but
you're in an undisclosed bunker.
Yeah, right. It'll take a lot of creativity for the people here to figure it out. Time now for technology in the news, technology in your life. Would you like to learn about a good contact management software for Mac users? If you are a big Mac user, Richie is probably.
Yes. I'm a big Mac user.
big Mac user
as well. All right. A Big Mac, right, yeah. Let me have some fries with that, please. Anyway, Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, is going to tell you about a good contact management software for Mac users right after this on Good Day.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.25%, APR 3.59%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
We use Macs at my company, and it doesn't take long to figure out that there aren't many good options for a good contact management software. Windows users have ACT. You're very lucky. Mac users have the basic address book, which comes with the computer from Apple, and this little application took a big step backwards in its latest version. It's very difficult to use for business. But I've long known about a software called Daylight, and have recently started using it again. It's made by a company called Market Circle, and it's simply, easily, and hands down, the best contact management system available to Mac users today. It actually goes beyond simple relationship management. Daylight lets you track business opportunities, as well as projects, tasks, appointments, and calendars. You can design different processes, or pipelines, as Daylight calls them, for various contacts, so that you know where you are with each person. There's also an iPhone and iPad app, so you can take your contacts with you. Go to marketcircle.com for details. That's marketcircle.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And I'm Doug Steffen, and this gentleman's name is Shelley Palmer with the story behind the story of the Chinese hackers who have infiltrated the computer system at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Amazing. Listen to this.
Listen to this.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear.
belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a group of Chinese hackers infiltrated the computer systems of the United States Chamber of Commerce. The group gained access to every piece of data on its systems, including information about its roughly 3 million members. It's possible that hackers had access to the system for a full year before the discovery. In other news, Microsoft announced that this year would be its last for attending the Consumer Electronics Show. The company had been a key participant of the event for the past 20 years, regularly giving the keynote. CEO Steve Ballmer will give Microsoft's last keynote on January 9th. And finally, Amazon released a software update to the Kindle Fire that hopes to satisfy early user complaints. The updates improve sensitivity to the touchscreen and add parental controls, like limiting what content is viewable from the home screen. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Okay, so this is where we don't like China. You know the song we play when we do a lot of these Chinese stories? Mm-hmm.
Don't like Chinese. No.
And this just shows you again what we're dealing with here. And all of you who support buying things from China, whatever, and you can say, well, there's no place else to get them. Well, it's about time somebody figured out where to get this stuff made beside China because of this. These people are in every single thing that they build, apparently. Richie's got the story behind the story of how most of the printer and every computer
that's
still over there.
One of the things that bothered me is that some of the equipment, like the printers that they bought from China, were preloaded when they were manufactured with the bugs to be able to spy on what they were printing and send back to them what they were printing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Right, so that would be a Hewlett-Packard kind of...
Most of these printers are made in China, whatever brand it is.
Right.
So, I mean, but they're making it before they even put it in the box with the bug to spy on you.
Yeah, great. Our friends, the Chinese, and we borrow a lot of money. This is so stupid.
And try to find a computer that's not made there.